Hi, I'm Ray Hollister.
I'm Tom Braun.
And we're the guys from Deemable Tech. On the show, we answer your questions about computers, gadgets, and the internet.
Madeline sent us this question. I want to make a photo slideshow with music for my friend's upcoming 60th birthday party.
Okay.
Is there an easy way to make one in Windows?
Oh, man. Madeline, I wish you hadn't said Windows. If you were doing this on a Mac, it would be so simple.
Wait a second, Ray. It's pretty simple in Windows, too.
But Windows doesn't come with the great video and audio editing software that Macs do.
It's true that Macs come with a great built-in software suite, which I am totally jealous of. But Windows users actually do have access to Microsoft's free Windows Movie Maker program. And it doesn't do a half-bad job of allowing you to quickly throw together a slideshow.
Okay, so how does Madeline get a hold of Windows Movie Maker?
Well, she might already have a copy. It comes pre-installed on some Windows computers. So check in the Start menu first. If you can't find it there, just look for Windows Movie Maker download in your favorite search engine. It should be the first result on Microsoft's website.
Okay, and we'll add a link on our website too. All right, so far so good, but once Madeline has a program, how does she make a slideshow?
Madeline, when you open up the program, you'll see a big box that says, click here to browse for photos and videos. You can do what it says and find your photos to import them, or you can just drag and drop those photos into that box from any folder on your computer. Once you have some photos imported, that box will transform into a timeline, which shows the photos arranged sequentially, and then you can drag and drop the photos around the timeline to rearrange them.
All right, easy enough. How about adding music?
For that, you can click the button up at the top of the screen that says Add Music.
Oh.
Yeah. It'll bring up a window that allows you to tell it where the music files are that you would like to import.
Okay. But in my experience, Tom, the really time-consuming part of making a slideshow is getting the photos synchronized to the music that you pick.
Absolutely. And that's where Movie Maker actually really shines. If you click on the Project tab at the top of the program, you will see a button that says Fit to Music, which automatically makes your slideshow fit exactly into the time that it takes for the music you've chosen to play.
Huh.
Now, Madeline, you just need to play that slideshow on your friend's TV.
Oh, Tom, what kind of options does Movie Maker give you for presenting your slideshow?
Well, you can save your project as a file, burn a DVD, or you can even upload the video to YouTube.
Oh, great. So, Madeline, if you can hook up your laptop to your friend's TV, then it's probably easiest to save the slideshow on your laptop as a file you can play. Or if you have internet at your friend's house, put it on YouTube. The great thing about YouTube is you can't accidentally forget to bring the file.
True. Now, if you're going the laptop route, you'll probably want to connect to your friend's TV with an HDMI cable.
Virtually all modern TVs have HDMI inputs. If you don't have an HDMI cable, you can pick one up almost anywhere that sells electronics. You should be able to connect your laptop to the TV with one pretty easily.
Unless, of course, your friend's TV or your laptop is super old school. In that case, you can always burn a DVD.
Don't forget, if you like these radio segments, go to Deemable.com and sign up for our newsletter. Each week, we'll send you our radio segments and our full-length show.
If you have a question for Deemable Tech, give us a call at 1-888-972-9868. Or you can send us an email to questions@deemable.com.
For WJCT News, I'm Ray Hollister.
And I'm Tom Braun.
Deemable Tech is sponsored in part by the Logistics Certification Program at UNF Continuing Education.